So a couple of days ago, we had the first instance where the Islamic State Khorasan province, which is the affiliate of the Islamic State in Afghanistan, had apparently recruited and then asked to pose as refugees and travel to Germany, individuals from Central Asia, so Tajiks, Uzbeks, countries that border Afghanistan and where you could assume there is some Islamic State networks. And these were arrested while they were scouting targets in Germany, trying to procure weapons and organize the terror attacks. This is fundamentally different from the arrests in 2020, where also Central Asians, Tajiks, were arrested in Germany, but they were already in Germany when they were contacted by ISIL, or they contacted ISIL and then were asked to conduct terror attacks. So it is really apparently the first instance where we see the classic over the horizon attacks by a terror group again emanating from Afghanistan. So now these individuals didn't travel from Afghanistan, they traveled from their home countries, but they took advantage, of course, of the massive amount of Ukrainian refugees, because that's the wave that they came into Germany. So, there was some planning and thoughts behind this, which is a different category from just trying to find disgruntled individuals and then motivate them to do some terror operations when they're already there in the target country.
What do you think about the level of planning or the complexity of this operation?
Well, the Islamic State Khorasan province is pretty much at the moment at the forefront of affiliates of the Islamic State around the world when it comes to attacks abroad. They've already from Afghanistan attacked with rockets unsuccessfully, but nevertheless, Uzbekistan, they regularly attack Pakistani security forces. They have attacked in Iran, Shiite clerics. So this is an affiliate that you really should watch. Afghanistan is, whenever there was a story about terrorism emanating from one country towards Western targets, it is, of course, the classic story of Afghanistan. However, with the great cow competition that is going on, with the incredible brutality of the war in Ukraine, these news tend to be a little bit in the background. And as we had discussed many times, I now have a theme for my Afghanistan presentations called Back to the Future, because this was the same attitude we had towards terror attacks emanating from Afghanistan until 2001. If you remember, we had attacks on American embassies in West Africa, in East Africa. We had attacks against a warship of the US Navy in Yemen, in Aden Harbor, before 9/11 really switched our focus back to Afghanistan. And the risk really here is that we see a similar development and we seem to be reacting very similarly. Because when I thought about this case, and there were arrests in Germany, where the main perpetrators were, but there were parallel arrests in the Netherlands as well of two more individuals that belonged to that very same cell. And then in the last couple of months, we just checked, and there have been arrests in quite a few other European countries of individuals linked to the Islamic State Khorasan province. So there is really a concerned effort and a determined effort by the Islamic State Khorasan province to at least conduct a terror attack in Europe. Unfortunately, most of the time, targets in Europe are US installations. So they're trying to hit both us and the Americans.
Do you get the sense that this organization might be able to, I guess, leverage any success that they might have by spiriting these people into Germany or other places and use that as a testing or proving ground for doing something bigger, something more extensive, and something more on the order of what did take place in 2001. In other words, can they get there again?
I mean, they are under pressure, of course, by the Taliban in Afghanistan, but and we're monitoring their propaganda output in my organization on a daily basis. They still, despite quite incredible brutality with which the Taliban are handling this issue, are able to conduct high scale, quite complex attacks. So they had a car bomb killing the deputy governor of Badakhshan province last month, and then 3 days later, a suicide bomber attacking that very same deputy governor's funeral, killing more officials. So they are used to organizing complex attacks in the conflict zone. Now, the Taliban, being loosely in control of Afghanistan, have an issue with the Islamic State Khorasan province, which sets them apart from their brutal campaign against the National Resistance Front, the remaining forces of the Republic in the country, is that they are an ideological competitor. So there was always going to be some breathing room for the Islamic State Khorasan province that the Taliban are going to have to allow, because if they push too hard, they risk internal defections. Already, half of the Islamic State Khorasan province fighters are ex-Taliban, right? And so, you know, that is an issue that they just cannot overcome because it's an ideological issue. So as the longer this group has breathing room in Afghanistan, which they maintain at the moment, the more the ambitions are going to grow. And these are all, you know, as terrorist organizations always say, they can try many, many times. We have to be successful all the time. They only have to be successful ultimately just once.
Dr. Hans Jacob Schindler, Senior Director at the Counter-Extremism Project, J.J. Green, WTOP News.